So if you see devotee is doing something which is anomalous, not according to Prabhupada's teachings, you must habituate and see them repeatedly. What do we do? Broadly, there are three possibilities. One is that devotee is doing something wrong. And then we have a duty to either protect that devotee or at least inform others so that others are protected from that devotee's actions. The other is, that could be one extreme. The other is that it's entirely our perception. We are thinking what they're doing is wrong. But actually, with respect to many things in life, right and wrong is, there are certain core principles, but there are some details. And even the details are done in a different way, that doesn't necessarily make it wrong. We have, even within Krishna consciousness, we could have, Krishna consciousness can't exist like a transcendental bubble above the material world. Krishna consciousness is practiced in the material world. And when it is practiced in the material world, that means Krishna consciousness will be expressed differently in different cultures. So say, the way devotees may practice Krishna consciousness in India might be different from how they practice in UK, might be different from how they practice it in Russia. Not entirely different, but certain differences are inevitable. So if you see traditionally also, Gaudiya Vaishnavism itself, what to speak of Vaishnavism, the way Gaudiya Vaishnavism was practiced in Bengal and in Orissa and Vrindavan, there are significant differences. There are different kirtan styles, also Narottam Das Thakur has kirtan style. The Mayapur Vaishnavas had their own kirtan style. So there are differences. So not every difference is a deviation. So this could be two extremes. One is that they are wrong, and the other is it's our perception that it is wrong is wrong. And sometimes it could be somewhere in between. Most of the times it will be somewhere in between. There's some part of our perception also being wrong, and some part of that other person also being wrong. It's a combination. So it's, if we see somebody doing something repeatedly, it's best, and if it is disturbing our mind, it's best to try to get a clarification. Rather than making an accusation, seek a clarification. This person is doing like this. If you are close enough to that person, better go and talk with them directly. If we can't, then maybe talk with some senior who knows that person and knows us also well. So they won't misunderstand us. They won't misunderstand them. It's best not to start talking like this about some problematic behavior of someone with the general devotee community. And certainly, it's terrible to put it on the internet. this devotee did like this. There are some devotees who love to do that. There are some devotees who consider it their full-time service to Krishna to broadcast the faults of all other devotees to the whole world. So, now that is something which definitely should be avoided. So, I would say within the first and the third, the first, when there is something seriously wrong, then better report to some senior devotee. And if we are ourselves in a senior position, then we may have to confront. And it's best that in such situations, we talk with others instead of talk about others. Sometimes we may say that, what will that person think if I ask like this? Yeah, that's why we have to ask in a respectful way. But it's important to get things clarified. And if we can't, then if we don't get a satisfactory explanation, then better keep a distance. So it's every choice brings with it the consequence. If we say the thing this is wrong and we are going to go on a campaign to stop it, then that is going to have some consequences. We may alienate some devotees, but we may feel this is so important, I have to go on it. But then go on that campaign also in a responsible way, not in a blaspheming everyone, but in a proper, through proper channels. But if we decide that this is not what I want to get involved in, then keep a distance from it and say that. Then it's always Shastra is so elastic that everything can be accommodated within Shastra. Now, whether that accommodation is justified or not, that is something which is up to open discussion. So, you can always say Vaishnavera Kriya Mudra Vigyehana Bhujaye. How Vaishnavas act, we do not know. the ordinary vision cannot see. So we say that it's, to me this is wrong, to me I will not act like this. And I won't encourage anyone else to act in this way, but I can't rectify it right now, so let me keep a distance. So we have to be willing to take the, willing to bear the consequences of our choices. If you want to either change it or live with it. But quite often if you try to clarify, things can be resolved. You try to clarify, you seek clarification rather than make accusation, then things can be resolved, isn't it? Okay. Thank you very much. We'll come back after Julan Yatra. Ajulan and continue.
Hare Krishna.